from Vermont Public. This is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Wednesday, January 22nd, and here are today's headlines. Vermont has joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship. Trump's order reinterprets the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, and it would mean children born to immigrants that are in the U.S. without permanent legal status would no longer be considered U.S. citizens. But Vermont Attorney General Charity Clark says the order doesn't pass muster.
All of us born here in the United States have citizenship, and there are no restrictions placed on that. What this executive order is trying to do is put restrictions on that, and that is unconstitutional.
The U.S. Supreme Court has twice upheld birthright citizenship. Vermont joined 17 other states, along with the District of Columbia and the City of San Francisco, in the lawsuit, which was filed in federal district court in Massachusetts yesterday. Speaking on another unilateral action by the president, Senator Peter Welch says he's appalled that Trump has issued a blanket pardon to everyone who was charged in connection with the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago. Welch was in the House chamber when rioters attempted to break through the main door. He and several other members were eventually led to safety. Welch says he's disappointed the pardons include the cases of people who were serving lengthy jail sentences after being convicted of seditious conspiracy charges.
Letting out folks who were so violent, attacked police, hit them with poles, stomped on them, hit them with bear spray in a mob attack, that is totally unjustified, and those folks do not deserve a pardon, and the president should not have done it.
The pardons are expected to affect roughly 1,600 people. Meanwhile, Canadian politicians and lobbyists have been meeting in Washington with members of the new Trump administration. They're pushing for cooperation between Canada and the U.S. on trade, border security, and more. Trump has promised to impose a 25% tariff on Canadian goods starting on February 1st. David Akin is an Ottawa-based journalist and the chief political correspondent for the outlet Global News. Yesterday on Vermont Edition, he said Canadian politicians believe the tariffs will raise prices for Americans.
That's the message right across the board from every Canadian politician, doesn't matter the political stripe, is Trump is proposing to raise prices on, particularly for Vermonters, on lots and lots of on things, particularly energy. I just looked it up. Vermont imports $700 million worth of energy, electricity, a year, mostly from Quebec.
That electricity is supplied by the company Hydro-Quebec. And key lawmakers will introduce legislation later this week that could wipe out as much as $100 million in unpaid medical debt. Essex Representative Alyssa Black is the Democratic chair of the House Committee on Healthcare. Black says the bill would use $1 million in state funding to purchase and retire old medical debt. She says the legislation would also remove medical debt from credit reports.
Medical debt doesn't reflect someone's financial responsibility. It's a reflection of the gaps in our healthcare system. And by removing it from credit reports, we're giving people a chance to rebuild their lives without medical debt holding them back.
The Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finalized a rule this month that would also remove medical bills from credit reports. State Treasurer Mike Pichek's office says Vermont should have similar protections in state law in case that federal policy is rescinded by the Trump administration. And authorities continue their investigation into the shooting of a Border Patrol agent who was killed in the line of duty in Coventry on Monday afternoon. Another person was also killed in the incident, according to the FBI, while a third person was injured and taken into custody. The incident occurred at 3:15 p.m. along Interstate 91, roughly 20 miles from the Canadian border. A Customs and Border Protection spokesperson confirmed the agent's death. The FBI said Monday night that, quote, there is no threat to the public. Authorities have not released the names of anyone involved as of 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Coming up, Lake Maury's four-mile-long skating trail was in danger of not opening this year due to a lack of insurance coverage. But Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has the story of how the town of Fairley stepped in to save the trail, and he laced up his own skates to glide along for his report, which we'll hear after this. The ice skating trail on Lake Maury is 4.5 miles of natural, beautiful, invigorating winter bliss. The skating loop, which skirts the shores of the enormous lake in the upper valley, is free and open to the public. The staff at the nearby Lake Maury Resort has maintained the ice for 15 years when conditions permitted. But this fall, their insurance company said they would no longer cover the activity. so the town of Fairleigh stepped up at the 11th hour and rolled the ice skating into its recreation department, saving the season just as the ice was about to open for the year. Vermont Public's Howard Weistisman took his skates to Lake Maury on opening day, and he has this report.
All right, let's do it.
Mark Avery spends 3 or 4 days a week out here on Lake Maury riding his tricked-out golf course lawnmower. It has a rotating plastic brush roller that sweeps away the dry snow from the surface of the ice. Avery and his family own the nearby Lake Maury Resort. They make a little bit of money renting skates, and the ice brings in guests during a season that's otherwise quiet in Fairleigh, which isn't close to any ski areas. It's been a worthwhile investment, he says. And so, when his new insurance company told him they did not want to cover the liability of maintaining the ice, he kind of freaked out.
It was a kick in the gut. I was panicked. It was heartbreaking. And just to have it go away, it just didn't seem right that the insurance industry could dictate something that's far more important to people than insurance.
It's been tough maintaining the ice over the past few seasons as climate change has brought warmer winters. Last year, it was only safe to skate on the lake for 3 weeks. And so there's a bitter irony, Avery says, in the insurance company not wanting to take a risk on ice skating while they're forced to contend with human-induced natural disasters across the country.
Floods in the Northeast, hurricanes down south, tornadoes in the central U.S., the human-induced storms that we're getting that are just so powerful is making the insurance industry really struggle.
But this year has been perfect in this part of Vermont, cold and dry, and Avery has 10 inches of black ice to play with. Once Avery heard that his insurance company wouldn't cover the skating this season, he began meeting with the Fairleigh Select Board with the hope that the town would take over the maintenance. And at the 11th hour, as the season was about to open, the town met with its insurance company and got the go-ahead to wrap the skating into its recreation program. But Avery's not going anywhere. He'll continue driving his golf cart roller around the ice, but he'll lease the equipment to the town and act as a town-contracted employee when he's doing the work. He says it won't cost the town hardly anything. And another change, this year the entrance has moved from the resort to the town beach. The skating usually opens in mid-January, and all of the insurance uncertainty did not delay the season in the end. Jessica Henderson lives in Boston and says she's been thinking about driving over since hearing about the loop. She finally made it with a few friends on the first day of the season, which also happened to be her 27th birthday. It was her first time skating out in the open with the wind and cold and no sidewalls to hang on to, like the indoor rinks she's accustomed to. She was a little overwhelmed, but absolutely loved it, and says she'll be back.
I think it's really great just to have like free recreational spaces outside. I think that's something that a lot of places should do, because it's really hard to find places nowadays where you can just go and do something and it's not like an exorbitant price.
Bob Alvarenga lives in nearby Canaan, New Hampshire, and he's been skating on Lake Maury for about 10 years. He was a little more philosophical about it. Skating on a natural pond or lake can only happen when everything aligns. The cold, snowfall, rain. He says he'd happily pay a fee to come do it, but the fact that it's free and it's here makes it that much more special.
It's a short season. You know, sometimes it's a matter of just 3 weeks. You know, just, you know, the ice, all it has to do is go above freezing for a day and then it's just a layer of water. So it's, you have to really grab it while you can. You know, it's definitely a carpe diem situation.
Carpe diem. Seize the day. When the ice is good, go out and get it. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weistisman in Fairleigh.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Howard Weistisman, Bob Kinzel, Peter Hirschfeld, Mark Davis, and Michaela Lafrac. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelyan, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you tomorrow.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.